This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Kind of ironic, we came in with a commercial talking about car care. We are going to be talking this morning on Money in Motion about your next vehicle, lease, buy, those type of questions. It is a very important conversation when it comes to retirement planning. We'll get some insight on that as we talk with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial this morning, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. A couple of things to keep in mind. The most important thing, it is a prime opportunity. If you have any retirement-related question, we've got our retirement planning professional, CJ and Malia, standing by to answer your question this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Don't forget as well, speaking of fantastic things, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial. You can also sign up there for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great little snapshot each week you get in your inbox about what's going on in the markets. Also a link to the podcast. So if you missed part of today's show or if you missed part of any of the previous shows, you can always stay current. Again, simply get to klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, how are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. We're doing great. How are you?
Doing really well. Great to hear from you. CJ, Malia, how are you this great day?
I'm doing well. The leaves are falling off the trees faster than we can count at this point.
I know. We had like just a couple of days of just great color and everything, and then that wind, and it's like, oh,
so
it's
pretty.
We're there. We're gonna take it in. We're gonna enjoy the days, and of course, we've got some great conversation ahead and a really good conversation, which I don't think a lot of people always think about, which is, should I buy? Should I lease? What are some of the considerations there? And you say, well, this is retirement planning. It's an important part of it. So we'll get to that in just a moment. As I mentioned, great opportunity to get on the air and get your question answered at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Another really cool thing that goes on in Money in Motion is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. And this week is no exception. We will do one a little bit later on the program. Folks at Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to IHOP. We'll tell you how you can win that again a little bit later on in the show. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Get just the question and the answer as well.
Yeah, so thanks to everyone who listened last week. We had a good conversation about estate planning, basic estate planning, what you should be considering. And last week's question was, what percentage of Americans do not have a will? Multiple choice, is it 68% or 48%? Congratulations to our winner from Madison last week. They correctly answered 68% of Americans do not have a will. So the net of this question is, don't be part of that 68%. Be part of the 32% that do have a will, and tell your friends, family, and neighbors they should do estate planning as well and get those items in order if they don't have them in order.
And it was a great show we did last week. And again, as you mentioned, of course, the importance of doing a will. If you have want any information, you can always call Klaus Financial. You can also learn more, or you can listen to the podcast as well at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Yeah, it was a staggering number, and I think it's pretty eye-opening when you start seeing nearly 70% not having that will. Very important thing. This week, as we talk, we're going to be talking about, of course, with retirement planning, doing some basic questions. And one of them is it better to buy or lease your next vehicle? And of course, some tips for car shopping.
Ah, yes. Vehicles. The things we love to spend money on, they can be a statement of the class that we're in for some people. It can be a cool, sporty vehicle that you always dreamed about when you were young. Or maybe it's just the minivan that works well for your family. But learning to view vehicles in the right way relative to your finances and your retirement goals is oh so critical. Because as Malia will attest, vehicles can be a blessing to your life or they can be a curse if ultimately you are spending too much money on them and you can't afford them. So it's important that when you kind of enter the world of purchasing a vehicle that you understand the different options that you have. And so most people know there's two primary options, maybe three, but there's buying a new vehicle, you could purchase a used vehicle, and then there's a new option called leasing a vehicle. Now, to purchase a new vehicle today, you're looking at an average of vehicles that range between, call it $15,000 on the low end to $70,000 on the high end, although certainly they can go much higher than that. But it gives a lot of people sticker shock, and for good reason. That's a lot of money. As a matter of fact, according to Kelley Blue Book, in July of 2020, the average price for what they call a light vehicle in the United States was $38,373. $38,373. That's just a lot of money, right? And so ultimately, for many families, they look and say, what other options are there? So for people who don't know, auto dealerships, their largest departments are actually service and finance typically. So service of vehicles is where they make a decent amount of money. And then and then financing. So working with banks to actually help you finance a vehicle. So some people say, I can't, you know, shell out $38,000, but I want a new car. And so they finance it. Other people will say, you know what? What about I want the newest, best vehicle, but I don't want to pay the newest, best price. And that's where leasing comes in. Leasing is often known as like renting a car. So you should definitely understand the pros and cons of both buying and leasing to see what works best in your situation. Leasing a vehicle, which again is essentially renting the vehicle, has changed. Car leasing was once an option reserved just for businessmen and customers wanting luxury cars. But today you can lease a vehicle, everything from luxury cars to minivans down to just your typical everyday run-of-the-mill vehicle. Previously, leasing represented about one-third of the new car market. However, according to J.D. Powers, the trend has continued to rise. And in 2020, over 50% of all new cars are actually now leased. So you need to compare monthly costs. On one hand, buying involves a higher, could involve a higher monthly cost compared to a lease, but you own something in the end. A lease might have a lower monthly payment, but you may not get, but you could get into a cycle where you're just constantly leasing vehicles and you never actually own anything. So understand that cars, the ones we use for basic transportation, are not an investment at all, okay? So a lot of people say, and I, by the way, I've done this before, cars aren't a good investment. It's like, no. Cars aren't an investment, period. An investment has to have the potential for gain. Vehicles don't have the potential for a gain. So it's not an investment. It's really a means to an end for you. You need transportation, you buy a vehicle. So as a quick rule of thumb, a car will lose between 15 and 20% of its value each year, according to bankrate.com, for the first 3 to 5 years. Let me repeat that. 15 to 20% of its value each year, according to bankrate.com, for the first 3 to 5 years of owning it. So as you can imagine, as you're listening to all of this, we are big believers for many American families to buy used. Because ultimately, in that first 3 to 5 years, you are clobbering down the original value. And so for a family who can't afford really high monthly payments, they can't afford to shell out $38,000 at one time, often your first entry into the vehicle market could be buying a 3, 4, 5-year-old vehicle, which has the cost come way down, but hopefully is still something reliable. Now, I want to be clear. We're not actually completely against leasing. We're not saying you can't do it, although, again, it is typically more expensive than if you were to buy a vehicle. But we're not saying you can't, and we're not saying you can't buy a new vehicle. We're just saying you need to understand the costs and benefits of of what you're going to do. And make an informed decision.
What's interesting is ever so often I'll interview like a surgeon or something, and I'm always curious about what kind of car they're driving. And I'll walk them to the door and I'll look, and it'll be like a Toyota, a Honda, a Subaru. And I'm like, You're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. You can afford any car. And I realize these are smart people. They know what they're doing. And I remember one time saying, CJ, you drive a Honda.
So I buy it 3 or 4 years old as well. And they've got 20,000 miles on them and they're half the price of the new one. So eventually you figure it out.
Yeah, practice what you preach. That is for sure. And it's a really good thing. We're going to continue our conversation about buying versus leasing. We'll get some of the details there. Love to get your questions as well. If you got anything for CJ and Malia, they are a great resource, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget as well, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIVA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ and Malia this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information. You can learn more about Kloss Financial, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, all the different divisions of Kloss Financial on the website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment with Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Talking about cars this morning, which is always a fun conversation. It is an important conversation. As you plan for retirement, are you going to own? Are you going to lease? What are the some considerations for both? And let's talk a little bit about some of those big differences when it comes to buying versus leasing. And what do we need to know there?
Yeah, so CJ did a great job outlining a lot of the differences. So some of these, I'm going to go into a little more detail, may seem absolutely obvious to people, but if you've never leased or you've always owned a vehicle or your parents told you it was a bad thing to ever lease, because that's what I always learned, then it's just good for you to really understand both sides of it. So as CJ pointed out, ownership, it really is like renting a car for an extended period of time. Whereas obviously when you're buying it, you get to keep it as long as you want to. So what's interesting about this is Americans in the last probably 3 to 5 years have been keeping vehicles, used vehicles, for an extended length of time. I know in my family, we have a 10-year-old car and a 15-year-old car, and they just keep on going and going. So that's great, except when you do want to go out and buy right now, and we'll talk about this in a minute, but you go out and buy a used car, the supply and demand of this is pretty tight right now. And used cars actually have greatly increased in price. So again, as CJ said, they do lose value over time, but we have a really strong used car market right now, and they're not quite as cheap as you might think they are. So when we're talking again, the difference between buying and leasing, upfront costs. So buying is the cash price, includes the down payment, taxes, registration, and other fees. You can't get away from that. Whereas leasing includes the first month's payment, a refundable security deposit, an acquisition fee, a down payment, taxes, registration, etc. So again, the buy-in is more expensive if you're choosing to finance. As CJ pointed out, though, car dealerships make all their money on financing cars and in service. And I know many times our clients will walk in and want to buy a car cash only. And quite honestly, a lot of the car dealerships aren't really quite as friendly when you just show up with cash, because that's not where they're going to make the money. Monthly payments, loan payments are typically higher than your lease payments, because you're paying off the entire purchase of the vehicle plus interest and finance charges over a set period of time. So lease payments typically are lower. You're only paying for that vehicle's depreciation during that lease term, plus interest charges, taxes, and fees. What's interesting about buying a vehicle is that you have unlimited mileage, right? You own it. You can drive it as much as you want. Obviously, higher mileage for that vehicle you've purchased will lower its future trade-in value or even resale value. But most leases, interestingly enough, they've really changed the number of miles you're allowed to drive them. So typically, we saw 12 to 15,000 miles per year. But honestly, right now, we're starting to see many companies offering as low as 10,000 miles per year of mileage. And what's interesting is that's because people are honestly working from home. They're not driving very much. In fact, gas prices were so cheap this summer, and nobody could even take advantage of that because many people were working from their homes. So a lease like that with 10,000 miles per year might be the right answer for somebody. If you're the kind of person that likes to change your vehicles often, well, if you own it, you could sell or trade it at any time. Whereas a lease, you have a commitment of anywhere from 2 years, 3 years, or maybe 4-year leases. And at the end of the term, if you finish paying off the loan, and as CJ mentioned, the depreciation, how quickly that drops. Usually if you've paid off your car, you have some equity left, but it's never worth quite as much as you think it is. That's just the way it works. But you may have some equity to be able to use that on a trade-in. One other point I wanted to mention is that we deal with people moving towards retirement. And so many people will say to us, well, this is going to be the last car I buy. And what we see is the opposite, because people are generally driving into their 80s and 90s. So I know I'd like to believe it's your last car, but it's not going to last you 25 or 30 years. I haven't seen that happen yet. So just be aware of the differences and what might make sense for you.
Really good perspective this morning. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals. They come to us from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for Malia and CJ, they would love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial's website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. No charge also for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. All you got to do to set that up is pick up the phone, give them a call. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. We'll wrap up our conversation about shopping tips and some other things you need to be aware of when it comes to retirement planning and the car you drive. We'll also head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, as well as do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. Got a lot coming up next here on Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ and Malia, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number at Kloss Financial right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking about an important part of retirement planning and something that may be overlooked, which is, how are you going to get around? Should you be buying? Should you be leasing? Should you be buying new, used, those type of things? Very important questions. And let's talk a little bit about some of those other considerations when it comes to shopping for a car, some of those tips you want to be aware of.
Sorry about that. I have myself on mute. a few things. I'm going to give everybody some tips as it relates to purchasing, leasing, buying used, things like that. But if I could put into kind of simpler terms here, who are the people that should be considering a lease, or what would be the value of a lease? And I would say the value of the lease would be that for those who are not going to drive high mileage, so that would be one qualifier. For those who are not going to drive really high mileage, they can drive a newer vehicle. Okay. So if the main thing you're wanting to get out of this is to have the newest vehicle for a couple of years and you're not going to drive high mileage, if those are your value propositions, then leasing really has a benefit. Or if you just want to test out, right, a newer vehicle and say, hey, I've never really had a newer vehicle. I want to test out this model or this luxury brand, and I can afford the payment, but I don't want to necessarily buy the thing. So those are kind of the elements of a lease that you should be considering. Now, if your only metric is financially winning with vehicles, you're never going to financially win with a lease. Okay, the math on it, by definition, has to be more expensive than purchasing, always. Let me repeat that. By definition, when you look at all the financing terms, if you are to lease over a lifetime, you will always be worse off than if you had bought. But that doesn't mean it's wrong for you. It just means you have to understand what it is that you're valuing. Okay, enough of a lecture about that. Some tips. So you need to consider, do you want to buy new or buy used? As I mentioned, as we talked about, there's a significant depreciation within the first few years, but Malia hit the nail on the head. I've noticed that the used car market has gotten a lot tighter because I think a lot of people are starting to buy used. Also, plan for your trade-in. Are you going to sell your car privately? Are you going to sell it to a family member? Or are you going to go to a big box store and sell it to them? Look at your financing considerations. Auto loans are now over 60, they can be over 60 months. We've seen 72 months or even 84 months of financing. But often over the life of that long of a finance, you will be what's called upside down at some point, meaning you will owe more than the vehicle is worth. So be careful. While those long-term finances can look great from a monthly payment standpoint, they can really put you in a world of hurt if you ever need to turn the vehicle back in during the middle of the payment term. Another one would be to look at fuel economy. How important is it to you that you're not spending a lot on fuel? We've seen people get into whether it be leases or new vehicles that are really beautiful Suburbans or Hummers or Tahoes. And while that's great, they're not as fuel efficient. And so you have to account for how much gas am I going to be putting in this vehicle if I drive a lot of miles. Listen, there's a lot of great electric vehicle options out there now for those who do have higher mileage. So that could be an option to look at. How important is the latest technology and safety features? So I've heard it before from somebody, hey, I buy my spouse a newer minivan because I really value the safety features that are in there. Okay, that's a reasonable consideration to be looking at that. I know there's only like one minivan model that's all-wheel drive. I'm sure all the moms and dads out there with kids know exactly what I'm talking about, right? I think there's only one. I think it's Toyota because all the rest are like front wheel drive. And so that can be important to people here in Wisconsin is to get a minivan that's all wheel drive. And then, of course, how important are the warranties and maintenance coverages? So again, if that's really important to you and you're worried about getting drained due to service, if you don't have a factory warranty or an extended warranty or a bumper to bumper or powertrain, those are things that you should take a look at and be aware of. So just some general tips, general guidance as you go to purchase your next vehicle.
Really good stuff to keep in mind. And before we get to the Kloss Quiz question of the week, one of the great opportunities at Kloss Financial's website, klossfinancial.com, is your chance to submit a question to be answered right here on the program. As a matter of fact, Jeff writes into the Money in Motion listener question corner. He says, how much should I be setting aside for my future retirement? Ooh, that's a good one.
Wow, there's a loaded question here. Thanks, Jeff. My magic ball. Let's see. Wow. Well, the quick answer on this is as much as you can. Okay, quite honestly, as much as you can. We would say again, you could begin if you haven't begun yet. Begin with a goal of setting aside 10% to 15% of your pre-tax income would be a good beginning. Again, we've spoken on the show many times, rules of thumb are just that. So how much you should save for retirement depends a lot on, on your future, both the known and unknown parts. So, looking at your life expectancy, your current spending and saving levels, this is really key because what we see is if you're a spender before you go into retirement, you don't suddenly just become a non-spender. That's typically, habits are hard to break. So keep that in mind. Your lifestyle preferences, are you going to retire locally or are you going to go somewhere across the country or somewhere else in the world? What are your other income sources going to be in retirement, whether it be a partner, spouse? Are you going to have pensions or so forth? So that could play into the whole picture. Finally, we would say just consider the fact that you're probably going to be looking to replace 70 to 80% of what your current income is today. So that's why if you start 10 to 15% and when possible, you can ramp that up, you're going to be setting yourself up pretty well. And obviously the sooner you start, the better. So I hope you're only 25 years old.
Yes.
Thanks for writing in.
And if my 25-year-old self is listening through some time travel portal, put more away.
That's right.
That's so important. Really good information. We always have so much fun as well on the program. Don't forget, we do this each and every Thursday morning at 8. You can call in. We'll get you right on the air with Money in Motion brought to you by Kloss Financial. You can also always give them a call, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Go on and hold on to that number as well because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, and then you will have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to IHOP. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the average price for a new light vehicle in the United States in 2020? Is it $15,000 or more than $35,000. Telephone number 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win that prize, a $25 gift card to IHOP. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. That number, 608-442-5637, and online, KlossFinancial.com. CJ, Malia, always great hanging out. You guys have a beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care. Full Scope with Dr. Nicole comes your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.
Doc.